Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Oh, Kathy, why did you light the fire?
There was chilly.
Oh, honestly. So, did you manage to get through to the hotel?
Oh, no. Well, not to speak to. I've just left messages.
So, have they phoned you back?
No.
Well, do you think we should go somewhere else then?
No, it's by far the most convenient one to everything, and it does look good, doesn't it?
Yes, but if they can't be bothered to phone us back, you wonder how good they'll be.
Well, let's give them one more go, okay? So I'll try them again later.
Okay. Have you emailed them?
Yes, twice.
And did they reply?
Well, no, not really. I just got the typical acknowledgement thing you always get.
Well, that's not very good.
Oh, don't worry. I'll get it sorted. If I don't get through by phone, I'll email them again and then I'm sure they'll reply.
Well, if we don't hear back from them, I think we should choose somewhere else.
Have we got any more jam?
Yes, sorry, it's here.
Oh, thanks. So, have you got any plans for going away this year?
No, I haven't.
Really? I thought you two would want to go on holiday.
What, you mean with Mike?
Yes. You normally go with him, don't you?
Well, yes, I have done in the past. But this year he's going on holiday with Penny and Kathy.
What?
Yeah, the three of them are all going away together this year.
Oh, well, what a strange thing to do.
Why?
Well, because why would you want to take someone else with you? And honestly, why Kathy of all people? Surely Penny and Mike want to go by themselves.
Well, I think they feel they have to. And anyway, it's Kathy who's organising the whole thing. They're going to Dublin to see where her mum used to live.
Well, she could do that by herself or go with someone else, couldn't she?
I think she wants to go with Penny.
Oh, so do you think Mike and Penny will go away on another holiday?
No, they can't afford to have two holidays. I think it's rather nice they've included her.
Well, I thought she and Mike didn't get on.
Well, I think they do now.
Oh, so what happened? As I thought Mike couldn't stand her.
Oh, that's all in the past now. Seems he quite likes her.
Oh, so, watch out, Penny. Kathy's about.
No, it's not like that. He loves Penny.
Does he?
Yeah. Why do you say that?
Well, you said they don't seem to spend as much time together now, and they haven't moved in together, have they?
Well, no, but because Kathy's there.
Well, that's exactly my point. Why would Mike want to go away with both of them? I just don't get it. I would have thought he'd think Kathy would be in the way.
Well, I don't know. All I know is that he's looking forward to it.
So, what about two's company, three's a crowd?
Well, I imagine Kathy will go off and do her own thing most of the time.
So, what's the point of a game with them, then? I don't think threesomes work, and especially where Kathy's concerned. I bet something goes wrong.
No, it won't. It'll be fine. I'm sure of it.
So, have you got any plans for going away?
Yes, we have.
All right. So, where are you going?
Yaz wants to go to Scotland.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yes. Well, I was thinking of taking her to Venice or Cannes, but no, she wants to go to Scotland.
Well, I suppose it'll be cheaper.
Well, no, not necessarily. You can get some really good deals at the moment, so I'm not sure it will, to be honest.
Well, I hope you have a good time. I'm sure you will.
So, are you looking forward to going to Ireland?
Yeah, it'll be nice to get off the island and see somewhere new.
With your two lovely ladies?
With my one lovely lady and her friend, thank you.
Mike, I'm not totally convinced that this is a good idea. Hey, I thought you found Kathy irritating.
No. Well, yeah, I suppose I did to start with, but now I think she's okay.
So have you got anything else planned for the summer?
No, not really. Have you?
Well, I've got a friend's wedding to go to in Brighton in August, and I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, right. So, is Yaz going?
Yes, of course she is. And my aim is that we spend a few days there before the wedding. She hasn't been there before, so I'm looking forward to showing her around. That is one place I do love to visit.
Oh, did I tell you? Michael, who used to work here, is getting married this summer.
Yes, you did.
Oh, sorry.
No, no, it's no problem. If I remember right, you said that you'd been invited, so that's something else you're doing, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I suppose so.
Well, weddings are always fun to go to.
Well, what I find odd is that... Oh, no, forget it.
No, 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 go on, what is odd?
Well, it's just that Kathy told me he was getting married and not Penny.
So?
Well, she must have known about it. Didn't think to mention it to me.
So what's the problem with that?
Well, I just find it odd, that's all.
Oh, don't go looking for something that's not there, Mike.
How do you mean?
Well, you sound like you're looking deep into something that doesn't really exist.
Am I?
Yes. Honestly, does it matter who told you as long as you're both going? I take it you're both going.
Well, I don't know, to be honest. We haven't talked about it.
Oh, honestly. Sometimes I don't understand you too. It's obvious that you're dead keen on her.
Oh, I love Penny.
Do you?
Yeah.
So why go away with her and her blooming lodger?
Because I had to say yes.
Oh, Mike. The whole thing is bound to fail. Three people going away together just doesn't work. I wouldn't want a friend of Yaz's to take along with us.
Oh, this is different. I've known Kathy for years.
Yeah, you might have. But you don't actually like her that much, do you?
Well, I do now.
Oh, Mike, you won't be able to keep both ladies happy.
I will.
I bet you don't.
Oh, I will. I have a cunning plan.
Oh, yeah? And what's that?
Well, I haven't got one yet, but I'm sure I'll think of something.
So, did you get through to the hotel?
Oh, no, sorry, I forgot. I'll try now.
Oh, I mean it, Kathy. I think we should forget all about that place if they don't get back to you this time.
Well, let me try first, OK? Because the rooms are a very good price, and as I said, it's near to everything we want.
So what have you got planned for us to do?
Oh, all sorts of things.
Well, don't you think we should run things by Mike first?
Oh, well, if he doesn't want to come along, it's not a problem. We can go off by ourselves if he doesn't want to come. I don't mind.
But I want to be with him.
Well, of course. I'll go off and do my own thing sometimes. So, are you still keen on horse riding?
Yes, I think so. But I don't know if Mike will want to do that.
And the fitness afternoon, are you still up for that?
Yeah.
And there's the chocolate tasting place. Are you still okay with that?
Yes, if Mike wants to.
And of course, there's the trip down memory lane.
Well, yes, we've got to do that. That's why we're going, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, I can't wait to see where my mum used to live. Now, do you want dinner in the hotel every night or do you want to try somewhere else?
I think we should ask Mike.
Oh, he'll say yes to whatever we decide, I'm sure of it.
I don't know about that.
Oh, he will. I bet he can't wait for the holiday. He'll have you there and he'll have me to have a laugh with. Oh, we do have such a laugh.
Well, we do too.
Oh, yes, but not like us. We've both got a very similar sense of humour.
Well, so do we.
Oh, but it's not the same as me and Mike. You can see that he finds me really funny. And remember the charades night? He was hysterical.
Oh, I could hardly forget that.
Well, that's just it. Me and Mike always laugh at the same thing. I think that's the biggest thing we have in common, our humour. We could be in stitches while you just stand there looking bewildered.
I don't.
Oh, you do, Penny. A prime example was the balls. Now, I found that funny.
Well, no one else did.
Because they don't appreciate the same sort of humour as me and Mike. We're like...
pathetic.
Oh, Penny, if Mike was here now, he'd find that funny.
No, he wouldn't.
Well, I think he would. But never mind. The thing is, we're all going to have a really good laugh this holiday, aren't we?
Yeah, well, I hope so.
Right, here you are, Penny.
Oh, thanks, Mike. Cheers.
Ah, now, guess who I've just seen at the bar?
No, who was it?
James, from work.
Oh, did you? Did you speak to him?
Nah, he was with a group of mates and they were all rather, well, shall I say...
pickled?
Well, no, I'd say a bit more than that.
Oh, I see. So, sorry.
Oh, Penny, that was her fault. She wasn't looking where she was going.
I know.
Oh, come on, look. Let's move away from here.
Okay. Oh, Mike, I'm so glad we came. Because, as you know, I wasn't that keen when you first mentioned coming here. But now I'm here, I love it.
We haven't done anything for ages. Well, it's been years, really, since we've done something like this. But you seem totally disinterested in the whole thing.
Well, I wouldn't say that. But I think being in lockdown has made me a bit... oh, I don't know, sluggish? Sort of in a not-bothering frame of mind, like it's easier to say no. Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I do. But you were the one that always wanted a party.
I know I did.
And to be honest with you, Penny, you don't stay at my place as much as you used to, do you?
Well, that's not just me. You never stay over. And don't blame it on the cats.
Oh, no, I wouldn't dream of doing that. But I can't stay, can I? Well, Kathy being there all the time.
Well, I know it's awkward, but you could do. She does go out, you know, so we'd be by ourselves then.
Well, at my place, there's no one. But if I remember right, last time you said you couldn't stay because of work.
Well, I don't like going straight to work from your place. I like to go home first and get ready.
Well, you can do that if you get up earlier.
Yeah, well, it's not just that. You never suggest going anywhere else, do you?
Well, that's because everything I suggest, you always say no to.
I don't. It was only that car thing that I didn't want to go to.
Yeah, but it wasn't just cars, was it? There would have been tons of other things to see.
Well, I don't think generally that we see each other as much as we used to. Do you?
No, I don't. Oh, Penny, come here. We should be enjoying ourselves, not arguing about stuff.
We're not arguing.
Well, we're not having much fun, are we? Oh, don't look like that.
Mike, I am worried about the holiday.
Oh?
Yes, well, aren't you?
No, why should I be?
Because Kathy will be there.
Oh, I know that. She won't be there all the time. I'm going away with you. And if I can't do that without her being there, then, well, I'll just have to put up with it. Because I want to be with you.
Oh, now I feel guilty.
Why?
Because we should have gone away together. Not you, me and Kathy.
Ah, oh, well, it's done now. So don't worry about it. It'll be fine.
It won't be, though, will it?
Yeah, of course it will.
No, it won't. I'll be waiting all the time for you two to have an argument.
Penny, we're not going to argue. I like her now.
Mike, do you think she's funny?
Funny? Zany, maybe. But I can cope with that.
Well, do you think you both have the same sort of sense of humour?
Yeah, I suppose we do. Which is a good thing, isn't it?
Well, we have a laugh, don't we?
Yeah, but not the same as me and Kathy. I mean, she laughs at anything. She doesn't take life very seriously, does she?
Oh, so do you think I do?
Oh, come here, Penny. I love you. You mean everything to me.
Really?
Yes. Oh, you don't think I fancy Kathy, do you?
No.
So what's the problem then? The holiday will be fine. I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay.
Look, let's not talk about Kathy anymore. Here we are at the Isle of Wight Festival. We should be enjoying ourselves, not worrying about things that won't happen. So come on, cheer up. Hey, come on, let's go over there and watch the band. Oh, Penny, you must let your hair down. Kathy would if she was here.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.